The UN sanctions against North Korean military sales or purchases represent no great advance in thinking about economic pressure and foreign policy, but the ban on luxury goods turns the concept of smart sanctions into sanctions with an astronomical IQ. Rather than stand accused of aiming for the regime and hitting the populace, as the U.S. was accused of doing in Iraq throughout the 1990s, the luxury goods sanctions take aim at the alleged and documented self-indulgences of Kim Jong-il himself. Jeffrey Laurenti of the Century Foundation is a longtime UN watcher. He says the Security Council has yet to define luxury goods.
This is a breathtaking new area of legislating in the Security Council, and the details have yet to be worked out.
But there are some educated guesses about the targets of this ban. Between personal consumption and payoffs to subordinates, the North Korean leader is said to acquire brandy and French wine with a street value in the millions. The Wall Street Journal has reported that Kim Jong-il is the biggest buyer of Hennessy's expensive Paradis cognac, buying up to $800,000 worth a year. Books about the North Korean leader detail similar loves of lobster and pricey European watches. The reasoning behind the sanctions seems to be cut off the goodies and cut off, if not the lifeblood, the aquavit of the regime.
Presumably, the point is to drive home the pressures in a personal way so that they feel the bite. And to that extent, perhaps it will be successful in perhaps convincing them to come to the bargaining table.
That's David Courtwright, a fellow at the Kroc Institute for International Peace Studies at Notre Dame. Can smart sanctions be so smart as to stop the fancy watches and the brandy from flowing into North Korea?
Well, I think so. And if the officials in the major countries that would be supplying these goods are prepared to carry out the enforcement measures, then certainly it is possible to restrict imports of these goods.
Jeffrey Laurenti is a little more skeptical.
This is not going to lead North Korea's government to decide to give up a nuclear weapons program. The only thing that will do that, if anything can do it, is a deal with the United States that the United States will not attack it. The United States will enter into more or less normal diplomatic relations with it. And Hennessy cognac and such is perhaps just a slight to show disapproval, a slap on the wrist.
A slap on the wrist, presumably, instead of a Rolex.